Baseball's spring training has gotten off to a dramatic start this year. Fans across the country are still talking about this game-ending call during a game Saturday between the Boston Red Sox and Atlanta Braves. It was the bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, full count, when Atlanta's Cal Conley stepped into the batter's box. And then, suddenly...
he's out.
They have called strike three! Wow! This is mayhem! Automatic strike three called with the bases loaded in a tie game in the bottom of the ninth. This is baseball in 2023.
What in the world happened? Well, it turns out Conley didn't get into the batter's box soon enough. He violated one of the many new rules that Major League Baseball is trotting out this year to make the game more exciting. Chelsea Janes joins us now. She covers baseball for the Washington Post. And Chelsea, what a moment there. The big leagues had never seen anything like that before. The game just ended.
It did. It's something that I think skeptics of these new rules that require batters to be in the box quickly and pitchers to deliver their next pitch quickly under a timer, skeptics of those rules thought, what if a game ends this way? And the first day that everyone's playing with the rule, it happens as these things go. But I don't think that's something they expect to continue. The whole point of running these rules out in spring training is that people get used to them and don't violate them when it really matters. But that was a chaotic way to kick off this new era.
So help us understand what's going on here. Cal Conley took too long to step back into the batter's box. That's why the umpire called him out. What is this new pitch clock and what does it mean for pitchers and hitters?
So the pitch clock is something that they've been testing out for a while in the minor leagues. And the goal is to make pitchers spend less time wandering around the mound and hitters spend less time wandering around home plate between pitches. So pitchers with no man on base have 15 seconds to get the ball back after the last pitch and deliver a new one. Hitters have until there are 8 seconds left on that clock to be in the box and be ready. And if a pitcher does not deliver the ball in time, that is an automatic ball on the hitter. If the batter is not in the box in time, as we saw in that game, that is an automatic strike. And they have more time with runners on base so that the pitchers can take their time and sort of look over and keep the runners in check. But by and large, the goal is to get everybody moving a little faster.
Why does baseball want to get those games moving along faster? What's the point?
You know, I think that their sense of part of why baseball has potentially lost some of its mass appeal in recent decades is that the game has slowed down. Everyone has learned by looking at data that you want to throw the ball as hard as you possibly can. You want to get yourself in the absolute right position to hit and really optimize every last movement. And what that means is that people are taking the time to rest between pitches and get their velocity up. They're taking the time to really think and call time and try to get in everyone's heads. And what that's led to are games that are 30 minutes to an hour longer than they were, say, in the 80s or even the 90s. And I think Major League Baseball looked at it and said, it's just boring. There's a lot of downtime that we don't need. We need to pick up the pace of play, the pace of action.
Well, there certainly was some action at the end of that game we've been talking about. players in the minor leagues, you've said this, they've been using the pitch clock already. Is there evidence that it's working? Are the games getting shorter?
You know, they are, and they did in the minor leagues. I believe the average game time dropped from the season before to the season with the pitch clock by 25 minutes. And what was interesting is that when Major League Baseball tried it in the big leagues on Saturday for the first full day of spring training games, the time of those games dropped by 25 minutes. You know, they have every reason to expect that that game time change will continue.
We should point out that it's not the only major rule change this year. Among others, the bases are also bigger. Why? What's that about?
The bases are bigger, and you know, your question is one I think everyone asked when they heard that. It doesn't seem like a major deal, but I think the goal is more safety-oriented. That, you know, there are a lot of plays on the old bases where, you know, guys would collide, or it just forced people into very sort of tight quarters and tough decisions. And I think the goal of the slightly bigger bases is to give everyone room, to give the fielder room to be there, to give this player room to slide and still find a base, to basically just make it easier to advance and just sort of create as much action as possible.
We know some fans love it. Your colleague at the Post, Rick Riley, wrote about the new rules and said, baseball is fun again. but what about the players and coaches who are the ones playing these games? How are they adjusting to the new rules?
You know, one of the things you can sort of count on with baseball is that people will not like new things. It's a very tradition-oriented sport for the sake of tradition at times. And so I think initially there was a lot of skepticism you know, sort of a perfect example of the transition that people have gone through is Max Scherzer, the Cy Young Award winner, future Hall of Famer, who when Major League Baseball said they were going to put in a pitch clock, he was annoyed. He said, what the heck? You know, we don't want that. That changes the game. And then by the time he's pitching Saturday, he's saying, oh, no, I can manipulate this to my own purposes. I can use this to gain an advantage. And I think that's sort of where everyone is now. The rules are here. It's going to get everyone home faster every night for 162 nights a year. It'll become a part of the fabric, just like everything else does after the initial sort of hullabaloo.
And hopefully we can put the kids to bed before 10 o'clock if they go to the game. Yeah, Chelsea Janes is a national baseball writer for the Washington Post. Thanks, as always, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.